man. You treat him like a dog sometimes. I got to play that Don the Great tape for you one of these days, make you straighten up. So you want to pick fault with whoever's around you. And whatever's around you, you start picking fault because you're angry inside. And I tell you what, I almost blew my whole day. And once you start off with bad confessions, it's so hard to put it in reverse and go back on the right road. Amen. And so I started to complain. I was fixing to complain. I went, no. I said, I'm mad and I'm angry and I'm irritated, but I'm going to shut up. And I made myself go to the prayer closet. I got in there and I threw my blanket down and I put my praise tapes on. And I burnt my incense and I turned off the lights and I got down mad. I just want to bang my head up beside the shower. That's how I felt. I just want to go boom, boom. I couldn't blame anybody else because no one else was around. I was in total darkness and solitary by myself. So I want to beat myself up. I just want to go boom. I just want to hit myself. I want to just tear myself up. I said, no, I'm not even going to do that. Amen. I'm just going to confess. God, you're head over all things, Lord. And I started lifting up the name of the Lord. I started singing those praise songs, and hallelujah. The tongue is a fire, and it started burning up all that wood and all that hay and all that stubble. And an hour later, I came out smelling good. Hallelujah. Smelling good. Like a fragrant candle. Amen. And everything was all right. Amen. Everything was changed. Amen. My attitudes, amen, those bad attitudes were burned up through positive and good confession. It works. You try it. Genesis 21, I challenge you. When you feel like old grouchy bear in the morning, especially you women, you get in that prayer closet and pray for a good solid hour with no disturbance whatsoever. I will not get out of my prayer closet for nothing. You can call and you can be dying. I won't know anything about it. They say, Brother Jordan, prepare a funeral message. All right, when they die? A couple of days ago. Oh, better hurry up. They begin to stink. I'm exaggerating, but I'm not going to let anything disturb me. Who's that trumpet player that's very good? Who? Phil Driscoll? Yeah, just put away the world and fall in love with Jesus all over again. Just put away the world. Just put away everything and fall in love with Jesus all over again. I like that song. I wanted to sing that song. I write myself a note. Write me a note, will you? Amen. Genesis 21, verse 10. Now, I want you to get this here. You know, God covered Hagar's life with darkness. Amen. And it wasn't until she lifted up her voice, amen, that her eyes were open. Okay, chapter 21, verse 10. That's a demonstration. Bring it up, Jeff, just a little bit. Amen. We're going to see how Hagar cried here. And God, amen. You know what? God will not bypass your tears. He cannot bypass your tears. He's just like you are. If your kids are crying in need, you're going to stop. You're going to put on the brakes. You're going to go to the rescue. Amen. When you cry to God, He listens. Amen. There's power in tears. And He won't let one tear be lost. Hallelujah. In fact, He puts it in that tear bottle called Jesus Christ. Storing it in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when He puts it in Jesus Christ, it's storing up glory. And the Bible says, out of the midst of the throne cometh a pure crystal river. All those beautiful suffering tears Jesus cries them back when he sees you, because y'all can fellowship the suffering y'all both went through on earth. Hallelujah. And he will cry, amen, all those tears, and they'll gush out from the throne, and we'll drink of those tears. Because he's drinking them ours now, then he'll give them back to us, pure and clear as crystal. Tears have so much power, that's what we're going to use. That's the substance that we're going to use in eternity future to minister immortality to the mortal people on earth. Our tears will go in the form of leaves. Amen. When we drink up the trees of righteousness by either side of the river, we'll drink up the tears that were stored up in that tear bottle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We will, amen, absorb those tears back up. Hallelujah. We'll bring forth fruit. Amen. We'll bring forth leaves. And the mortals, amen, from planet Earth will take up those leaves, amen, that are tears in another form, and bring them down to Earth. And when the people partake of those leaves, those tears, hallelujah, it will bring them immortality. That's what the Word of God says. Tears are powerful, amen. If you cry in the right direction, don't miss the tear bottle now. Amen. You cry with your eyes up. Your head over all things. Amen. And you keep your face in the right direction, then your tears will go in that tear bottle. But God will not catch self-pity tears. Oh, poor me. It's only tears for the respect of his headship for the suffering he's taking you through. Lord, I'm unworthy of this suffering. Wow, you're working in me. Amen. A perfection. Amen. You're working in me something that's more precious than gold and silver and precious stones. And Lord, I know you're taking all this time to make this circumstance, amen, just for me. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 21, verse 10. Wherefore she said unto Abram, cast out this bondwoman and her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. And all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and set her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. Did you hear? And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of revelation. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. Tears are powerful. Suffering caused her eyes to be opened. She was covered in that Koshek darkness, and she cried out in the midst of that darkness, and God heard the voice of her crying and opened her eyes. Amen. You're not going to get your eyes open through murmuring and complaining. It's only when you lift up your voice unto the Lord and have respect for his headship, as James said. And when you respect his headship in your life, you'll get the answers. In his time, you'll get your eyes opened if you cry unto the Lord. But as long as you're mad at that human being or those human beings or that circumstance, you'll just murmur and you'll complain, and you won't have any eyes open. You won't have a well of water. Okay, Exodus 16, verse 4. Oh, wait a minute. I want to read a poem at this time. Can I do that? I think I have to close with this poem, by the way. And if I'm anointed next week, I'll finish it up. The author is unknown, and it comes out of the book when it hurts too much to cry. Jerry Falwell, I believe. Yeah. Y'all listening? My life is but a weaving. Hallelujah. Y'all listening? I want you to hear it. The weaver. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oftentimes he weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget that he seeth the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. Amen. Saints, amen. It's Koshek. Hallelujah. Brother George, come on up here and dismiss us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I was reading the beginning. Uh-oh, where'd the cover of this book go? There's a powerful thing in there. It's so funny. Some preachers are beginning to think, it's a theory now, that God is head over the pain as well as the pleasure. Where's my little beanie? There it is. And it's nice to know that without a doubt that he is head over all things, and not that he just may be head over all things. And that, y'all understand what I'm saying? You go into some churches and they'll give you, you know, a watered down version of, well, he's head over this situation, but maybe not that one, and Satan comes in and so forth and so on.
I won't take but just a second. I just have to share this. It says, and I appreciate your prayers because I really feel good. You know, I stayed home tonight, and I had called up here, and I said, we'll have the people pray, and I was going to just, you know, stay down. I had a real bad virus and chills and hot and so on and so forth, and I thought, well, I'll just stay home, and then Brother Jerry called and said some real powerful things, and I just felt better, and then different ones, and I thought, well, you know what, and I just felt this real